The male creature, for all of his predispositions towards fairness and honor, lacks the fundamental ability, the balls even, to demand fairness and honor from his female counterpart. He is afflicted, unfortunately, with a deep-seated preference for legitimizing female dysfunction instead of demanding from her that she function fairly and honorably. I am convinced that he must see her as a lesser being, capable of lesser logic and lesser fairness, and so he regards one of his kind, a male, demanding that women be expected to act as he does, honorably and fairly, as some vague impossibility, a foregone conclusion that it will not happen and that it cannot happen. And this is a recipe for disaster that contributes to the female drive to infantilize herself, thus relinquishing all responsibility for herself, and the male drive to compensate for the infantilized female collective. It's no wonder that men have ended up becoming society's collective disenfranchised daddy and women its children. We see a microcosm of this within the men's rights movement in the form of a meme floating around the manosphere lately that I'll call SATF. Which stands for Same as the Feminists. Now, SATF, defined simply, is the tendency within the men's rights movement to ascribe a quality of masculine extremism to any male advocacy that doesn't have some residual benefit for women and the family. Traditionalists and other MRAs of a social conservative bent draw upon it relentlessly because, besides the MRA label they apply to themselves, they have no immediate concerns for the rights of men. Their concern lies in the reparation of relationships between men and women, with the rights of men and male advocacy being only a residual goal at best. Now, any MRA capable of analytical thought understands that a very complex relationship, or should I say partnership, between women and the state was what led to the disintegration of the family unit. It wasn't politicized Marxism or feminism that did this. They are simply the weapons wielded to destroy it. Marxism will never be eliminated by changing laws or defeating the left. Like feminism, Marxism arises from a fundamental defect in human nature. It depends on the desire to pass blame, to feel victimized, to minimize the responsibility for one's own situation. It is this defect, this human defect, or rather the ignorance of it, that gives rise to political Marxism, and not the other way around. Vanquish modern Marxism altogether, whilst ignoring the part of human nature that allows it to take hold, and another 100 years or so will give rise to Marxism under a different name. Feminism itself is a gynocentric derivative of Marxism, in that the female, her need for her own victimhood, her need to be devoid of any major responsibility, her need for protection and provision above all other things, this gives rise to political feminism, and only after sufficient industrialization and wealth is present. Her nature, combined with the nature of the male and his need to remain servile to the female, this is what gives rise to politicized feminism. This is the cause. Politicized feminism is merely the symptom. It's a destructive combination that cannot be remedied with poorly thought out chance of defeating the left or down with the Marxists. Marxism and feminism are socially engineered constructs designed to take advantage of human nature. Feminism is the salt lick dropped conspicuously in the path of the female herd. You can take away the salt lick, but the cattle will still desire the taste of salt and will go right back to licking it once another salt lick is introduced. Now, to see SATF in action, one must only look at the good traditionalist woman, her sales pitch, and how chivalrous MRAs bombard her comment section with blind approval no matter how blatantly her snake oil stinks. Take the good traditionalist YouTuber, the Cajun Luis, and her video, more thoughts on the men's rights movement and relationships, which I've put in the description box. So I'll give you a brief synopsis. 44 seconds in, she addresses the issue of men going their own way, advising men to use women in nothing other than a sexual capacity. This advice stems, of course, from the very real dangers that romantic relationships with women can put you in, both legally and financially, not to mention emotionally, when they inevitably go south, and they will. Ignoring all this, she claims that advocating this reminds her of a feminist that advised her to only use men for their wallets and nothing more, and that's where the SATF comes in. The key difference between the two is, of course, that women never had an entire legal structure designed to steal wealth and falsely imprison based solely on unsubstantiated male accusation. Men have a reason, and a good one, to minimize their dealings with women, Women have never had an equally valid reason to do so. The power that the state gave them over men was all the reason they needed. This is what SATF was designed for. I mean, she cares nothing about the rights of men or the danger she puts them in by shaming them for foregoing relationships with women. This is about mending her defunct traditional family. Now, in 2011, on my Nawalt video, I said the following. Now, you have various excuses, but all of them point back to the same thing. Women dodging responsibility for feminism and eventually blaming men for it. And you're going to see more of this now that the tide is slowly turning and a lot of single mothers and barren, frigid, unwanted feminists are starting to see feminism for the disaster that it was. Now, you're going to see a lot of women asking for a truce and pretending that they had nothing to do with the past half decade, and Nawalt is the mechanism they're going to use to do it. So let me try to educate you on some of the tricks that women are going to try to use to minimize their roles in feminism. They're going to blame it solely on the state. They're going to say that it's government's fault and that men and women need to work together to end feminism. Now, let me make things clear. Feminism, for all of its state-sanctioned implementation, could not have been possible without the support of women. It is important that men and women do eventually move past feminism, but we will not rewrite history here. It should be made clear that although women were also victims of feminism, as they're slowly starting to realize, they were and still are complicit. The state gave women the opportunity to subjugate men. Women took that opportunity, and men would do well to never ever forget that. Because the moment we do, feminism will rear its ugly head again and again. Again, that was almost a year and a half ago. And what have we seen transpire since then? Well, we've seen an influx of MRA groupies, very different from a Girl Writes What, for example, stating their various and yet conveniently similar opinions about what the roles of men are. I mean, they frame themselves as benevolently weighing in on the men's rights movement, but speak very little about men's rights and very much about a return to tradition and the days of the family unit. The same family unit that couldn't even withstand a few short decades of modern feminism. The same family unit that collapsed utterly and completely at the first sign of women having any other acceptable means of income other than the individual male provision. We've also seen men doling out what amounts to glorified dating advice masked as MRA rhetoric. I will not, at least on this channel, allow discussion to devolve into nothing more than a transparent discussion of we can't wait till feminism is over so men and women can live happily ever after again. You know, that well-wishing, let's go back to playing house shit is fucking lame. It is lame. And indeed it's true that a great many men are just a blowjob away from renouncing men's rights altogether. Now, back to the Cajun Luis's video. At 2 minutes and 37 seconds, she gives her advice as to how men should proceed, and she says, and I quote, "Listen, this is the thing. Do not marry feminists. Do not date feminists. Do not waste your time with them. She is a career-oriented type of woman. Do not waste your time dating a woman like that. You cannot have two career-obsessed people in a relationship," end quote. The Cajun Luis. Now, you wouldn't be trying to convince us that men who have married traditional women aren't also being squeezed through the divorce ring, are you? Notice that she is not telling men to refuse marriage. She's telling them to refuse to marry feminists because, of course, traditional gals still need their bills paid. And, of course, the practice of traditional women divorcing men and taking advantage of the feminist divorce laws is unheard of, right? Right? These are her thoughts on the men's rights movement. That it's okay to still enter into a contract that strips men of all their wealth and freedom so long as they enter into it with the right woman. I mean, where have we heard that before? Are we starting to see now just whose interests are at heart when traditionalist women give commentary on the men's rights movement? Any woman that would advocate for men to get married at all in this legal climate does not have the interests of men at heart. I mean, she predictably advises men to pursue women that want to stay home and be homemakers. Read meal ticket for that one. Tell you what, Cajun Luis, we'll sign right up for the 70-hour work weeks while you get to take care of the, quote, equal responsibilities of child rearing and housework. I mean, it sounds like a fair deal to me. On the other hand, men can refuse to marry for any reason to anybody at all. Maybe instead, men can engage in as much sex as they want with women without a traditionalist housewife telling them why it's not good for society. Maybe they will keep going their own way and let your personal ATM, I mean husband, worry about providing and protecting for you in exchange for what's probably irregular sex and children that definitely belong to her and the state. Now, I wish I could say that most MRAs have the common sense to see this for what it is, but a glance at the comments section proves otherwise. Comment after comment is, "Thanks for sticking up for men. Glad to see a woman that gets it." Observe that the following hypothetical Nawalt axioms have exactly the same implications. Wow, you guys are just bitter losers. The right woman isn't going to just fall into your lap. Keep looking, maybe you haven't found the right one yet, etc. Now, these type of comments are immediately filed away as classic Nawalt deflection by most MRAs. But notice, though, that when exactly the same thing is said whilst stroking the male ego. For example, if only men and women would go back to their natural roles. Men need to stop dating feminists so they can provide and protect for women that will submit to them, etc. Well then, the ensuing tsunami of supplication that follows in the comments section is as amazing as it is revolting. And the funniest part is that the women posting these videos have no respect for the men posting these comments. I mean, it's disgusting to them how easily you give your approval, and it's disgusting to me as well. Inside, they're laughing at you. I hope you know that. Men going their own way must understand that we live in a time where sex can be had without marriage or even a relationship on anything other than a superficial level. Men do not owe women families. Men are not responsible for the broken family unit. And as such, we will not fix it. Men do not owe women families. Men are not responsible for the broken family unit. And as such, we will not fix it. Burn that into your head, my fellow men. Sear that into your consciousness. Feminism was not your fault, my fellow men. You didn't ask for it. It was brought to you. It was brought to you by the state, by mangina politicians, and by women. The great female attempt at reconciliation is coming, and it is not genuine. See it for what it is, and start worrying about getting paid. Get laid as often as you want, without depleting your precious time and resources. And lastly, and most importantly, go your own way.